This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Today is Wednesday, June 2nd, 2021. On this day in 2007, 18-year-old Kelsey Smith was abducted from a Target parking lot in Kansas. 4 days later, she was found dead. Welcome to Today in True Crime, a Spotify original from Parcast. Due to the graphic nature of these crimes, listener discretion is advised. Extreme caution is advised for listeners under 13. I'm Vanessa Richardson, and today I'm joined by our guest host, Richard Rossner, from Unexplained Mysteries. His show examines history's most compelling puzzles, from suspicious deaths to paranormal reports. Richard will discuss some of the historical aspects of today's story, while I'll cover the narrative.
Thanks, Vanessa. I'm eager to dive into this story.
Absolutely. Now let's go back to June 2nd, 2007. It was a warm summer night when Kelsey Smith stopped by the local Target in Overland Park, Kansas. She and her boyfriend had been together for 6 months, and she wanted to pick up a present for him. She had plenty to celebrate. The recent high school graduate was gearing up for her freshman year of college at Kansas State University, where she planned to play clarinet in the marching band. After parking her car, Kelsey made her way through the aisles in the store. She spoke to her mother briefly on the phone, selected her items, and checked out. She was last seen on surveillance footage at 7:07 p.m., walking back to her car. 4 hours later, the vehicle was found abandoned across the street with her wallet, keys, and shopping bags on the passenger seat. The search for Kelsey Smith started that same night. Target's forensic services meticulously combed over the surveillance footage and soon made a sickening discovery. From the moment she walked into the store, Kelsey had been followed. Less than a minute after she walked through the front doors, a white man in dark shorts and a light t-shirt could be seen close behind her on camera. He shadowed Kelsey through each aisle, always keeping just enough distance so as not to be noticed. He was spotted on security monitors leaving the building just as Kelsey went to the register to check out. In the parking lot, footage picked up someone rapidly approaching Kelsey's car and forcing her inside at gunpoint. One of the Target employees who saw the video recognized the suspect as 26-year-old Edwin Hall. After receiving the tip and completing a DNA scan of the vehicle, police arrested him. Kansas police, joined by the FBI, urged Kelsey's cellular network, Verizon Wireless, to hand over her phone records. But due to privacy laws, it took 4 long days before Verizon finally complied. A ping was traced from the day of Kelsey's disappearance to the outskirts of Missouri, about 20 miles away from where she was last seen. The coordinates weren't exact, but gave police a general area to search. Kansas police teamed up with Missouri officials to scour the public park surrounding Longview Lake. There was no guarantee Kelsey or her phone would still be in the area, but there was a small chance, and it was growing smaller by the second. It only took 45 minutes for the search to be called off. Law enforcement officials discovered Kelsey Smith's body in a shallow grave covered with sticks. Her clothes were found nearby, doused in bleach. She had been sexually assaulted and strangled to death with her belt. Defensive wounds later found on Hall proved that Kelsey fought hard for her life. Coming up, Edwin Hall is formally charged with Kelsey's murder.
the worst serial killer, the creepiest cult, the most outrageous con? If you're a true crime fan, you've probably pondered these things.
Well, now you can get answers, or at least some passionate opinions. Every week on our podcast, Crime Countdown, my co-host Ash and I rank 10 unsettling crimes centered around a common theme, debating each case with just a hint of humor to lighten the mood.
Elena and I may not be experts, and we may not always agree, but we're counting down anyway. Follow the Spotify original from Parcast, Crime Countdown. Listen free on Spotify.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. Forget dark alleys and cemeteries. For some, the gym is the scariest place of all, but it doesn't have to be. With a personalized plan and expert coaching, Anytime Fitness can help make the gym less frightening. Get more for your gym membership than machines. Get personalized support anytime, anywhere. Visit AnytimeFitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Now back to the story. On June 2nd, 2007, 18-year-old Kelsey Smith was abducted from the parking lot of a Kansas Target. After days of pleading with her cell provider, police persuaded Verizon Wireless to hand over the victim's phone records to authorities. By tracing a ping from the night she disappeared, they discovered Kelsey's body in a shallow grave near a Missouri lake. She was just 20 miles from the site of her abduction. My guest host, Richard Rossner, is here to discuss the ensuing murder trial and its impact on cell phone tracing technology.
Thanks, Vanessa. When police located Kelsey's body, Edwin Hall became the primary suspect. Not only had his fingerprints been found inside Kelsey's car, but he was seen returning to the burial site the day after the murder. A Missouri couple hiking near Longview Lake reported to the police that they'd seen Hall emerge from a wooded area not far from them, carrying a duffel bag. Judging by Kelsey's bleach-soaked clothing, Hall's likely intent was to destroy as much evidence as possible. DNA evidence from the car was compared with results of the autopsy. Within the week, Edwin Hall was formally charged with premeditated first-degree murder and aggravated kidnapping. On July 23, 2007, he pleaded guilty to first-degree murder, kidnapping, and rape. He admitted noticing Kelsey Smith in Target and following her until he was certain she wasn't meeting up with anyone. While she checked out, he took an air gun from his truck and waited for her to exit the store. Hall was sentenced to life in prison without parole on September 16, 2007. He remains in Kansas Hutchinson Correctional Facility to this day. Meanwhile, Kelsey's case and the lengthy process of releasing her cell phone records sparked a national conversation about cell phone privacy in life-threatening emergencies. As she was 18 at the time of her abduction, Verizon respected the right to keep her records and knowledge of her phone's whereabouts private. Providers often released customer data only once a court order had been issued, which can take weeks. For Kelsey Smith, it took the FBI stepping in to hand over her call logs, including her location data. Since her body was eventually found within 45 minutes of Verizon releasing her ping coordinates, many people believe that a more timely response could have saved Kelsey's life. The public outcry was intense. As the story spread, concerned parents across the country spoke out against state privacy laws and debated cases in which they should be ignored. The controversy led to the creation of the Kelsey Smith Act. The law stipulated that cell phone companies must release ping data when police have determined someone is in danger. To date, 27 states have passed the Kelsey Smith Act since her tragic kidnapping 14 years ago. Congress is now being urged to federalize the legislation, which is currently under consideration by the U.S. Senate. Over the years, it has been used to great effect, saving countless lives.
Thanks for listening to Today in True Crime. I'm Vanessa Richardson. You can find more episodes of Today in True Crime and all other Spotify originals from Parcast for free on Spotify. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow in True Crime. Today in True Crime is a Spotify original from Parcast. It is executive produced by Max Cutler, sound designed by Paul Libeskin, with production assistance by Ron Shapiro, Trent Williamson, Carly Madden, and Bruce Katovich. This episode of Today in True Crime was written by Katie Burris, with writing assistance by Terrell Wells, and fact-checking by Cheyenne Lopez. Today in True Crime stars Richard Rossner and Vanessa Richardson.